While this would make the Russian people feel the pain of Putin's war at home, and perhaps they would force Putin to stop invading his neighbors, Chechnya, Georgia, Ukraine, the West still believes the innocent Russian public should not be punished for the actions of one madman running their country and his desperate grip on power. Therefore, the West has only been sending Ukraine to date what it desperately needs to remain alive within its own borders. Ukraine's dire situation has steadily worsened throughout the end of 2023, leading into 2024. As such, their allies have gradually provided them with superior equipment. However, tragically for Ukraine, the progression has been too slow. Of course, Konowal Sybil insists that the military upgrade to Ukraine was only phased in slowly to vex his dear friend Putin and coerce him into threatening, yes, you've guessed it, nuclear war again. So according to Konowal Sybil, Putin is a saint, a victim, misunderstood, of Western aggression, not an ex-Cold War KGB agent, twisted by years of espionage and USSR propaganda, not a dictator, not an invader of innocent countries, not a heartless killer of innocent people. Bless him. Poor thing. From where does this originate? This thought process of Konowal Sybil, that Putin can commit any atrocity to innocent people, and it is completely tolerable for him to simply keep what he stole while murdering thousands. So if Putin decided to invade India next and kill thousands of people in the process, Konowal Sybil would allow him to retain all the land he stole and assert that everything was perfectly fine. Yes? Please comment below, as we genuinely want to know why anyone would think this behavior is acceptable. Please refrain from justifying it from the angle that someone else did it too. This does not justify why it should be deemed acceptable. Putin has been utilizing the narrative that NATO defense weapons are edging too close to Russia. Therefore, Putin's solution is to expand Russian territory to NATO borders by claiming Ukrainian territory as Russian. This action is essentially moving your own Russian borders closer to NATO. It simply does not make sense. Particularly when the UK Prime Minister Tony Blair persuaded Ukraine years ago to surrender their nuclear missiles, all in a bid to make Putin feel safer. In an ironic twist, Ukraine actually returned the missiles to Russia. Talk about biting the hand that feeds. This merely demonstrates to every neighboring country to Russia that they must acquire nukes as swiftly as possible. Putin will seize any country he desires. While Konowal Sybil will simply declare it acceptable for the thief to retain the stolen land, for those unaware, NATO does not represent an army. It is a pact between various countries, birthed post-Hitler's attempt at world domination. These countries vowed to stand together against any bully who tries to replicate such a catastrophic event in the future. NATO is not an attacking force. It is a defensive alliance on paper only. Hence, NATO presents zero threat to anyone. Putin is his own worst enemy. His aggression towards his neighbors is the very reason they aspire to join the protective circle of NATO. Finland and Sweden would never have considered joining NATO if Putin had not invited yet another neighbor. Even Ukraine is now seeking to join. Now Putin is lamenting that NATO is moving closer to Russia. Putin, halt the land grabs. Then countries can cease living in fear of your butchery and refrain from seeking safety in alliances. It really is that simple. But unfortunately, Putin will not stop. Rule one in the dictator's handbook: create an external threat. Instill fear in your people and position yourself as their savior. Classic maneuver. Please leave your comments below. Everybody has an opinion, be it for or against, and it will be heard without the fear of an FSB incarceration.